rely on that food to survive. The concern is the fighting at the airport will prevent food from getting in.
The UN reports some 22 million people are dependent upon humanitarian assistance. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
Mr. Sandman
is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tadalay Bliss latex mattresses and Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lowered profile and regular height. For a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience, visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Did back pain follow you into the new year? Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006 and meets one-on-one with each patient. He can show you other ways of managing your pain besides medication, and you won't feel like you've been lost in the conglomerate healthcare shuffle. Millbrook Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance plans. They have convenient office hours, and they don't overbook. Find out more by visiting MillbrookChiropractor.com, by calling 285-8483, or find them on Facebook. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is becoming more and more typical for summertime every day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast, but they'll fade out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow, look for fewer storms around. Mostly sunny with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Then by Monday and Tuesday, with a high in the low to mid 90s, only isolated storms in the afternoon and evening hours. About a 20% chance. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. It's free in the App Store. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and a friend of the program, Frank, is on the phone. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Postman. Hey, boy, a terrific show tonight. This is really, really good.
Thank you.
Postman, I'm going to go back for a minute, and when you talked about ISIS versus ISIL, and then you mentioned the fallen angels, what did you say again about the EL or AL?
It's the IL. That's a demonic force. And you can tell that ISIS was demonically possessed.
Well, let me tell you what, and I may be off a bit, but let me tell you what my interpretation of this, okay? ISIL stands for the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant.
Levant,
okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what Levant is.
I do.
Okay, a geographical term Levant refers to a multi-nation region in the Middle East. It's the land bridge between Turkey and the north, and Egypt to the south. And if you look on a map, it excludes one little teeny piece of land.
And what would that teeny piece be?
Yeah. When Barack Obama refers over and over to the Islamic State as ISIL, he is sending a message to the Muslims all over the world that the Middle East does not recognize Israel as a sovereign nation.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Exactly.
Right.
Now,
go ahead.
Going back to the fallen angels, technically, Postman, you're a bit off, I think, because I did a little bit of math here tonight, and it's only about probably 92 to 93% of the fallen angels end in EL or AL, but it's amazing the connection between that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go down to a list here, but the main 45 that I'm looking at right now, every one of them, other than three or four, end with an EL or an AL.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
All right.
Now.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, to me, and I don't mean any offense to anybody, but you're all making this a bit too difficult. Because, Terry, if we go back to our old friend and the only two people in the Bible that have never died, Enoch and Elijah.
Right.
And you go back to Enoch, 10th level of heaven. You go to the fourth level, the 12 gates of the sun and the moon. Go back to that video you just played.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the 12 gates and pathways of the moon, the 6 eastern gate and the 6 western gate of the sun, along with the different pathways. It's guarded and maintained by thousands upon thousands of angels, and the sun is escorted daily by 8,000 stars and needs 100 angels just to light its fires. Some of the inhabitants include six-winged creatures which accompany the angels, exotic rainbow-colored Phoenicians that look like crocodiles and wore as armed,
wow,
you know, soldiers. Okay, that's Enoch, the fourth level of heaven. And then go again to the sixth level of heaven. Archangels, exactly what that video just said. Archangels of arts and science. Traditional home of 7 different groups of angels who rule over the stars, keeping track of the motions, as well as overseeing and managing the various governments on the earth.
Right. Okay? Oh, wow.
This is in Enoch, the sixth level of heaven. And tell me if this hasn't been going on for eternity.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
but it's...
Yes, and
you're right, because, I mean, think about it. This sector of our galaxy was ruled over by that faction. They were watching this area, you know, and they just got out of hand, went awry, you know, trying to take over, and we're in the state that we're in now because of that.
Yeah, exactly. And it also goes on to say that they keep records of everyone's good or bad deeds and keep careful watch over the nation's natural systems of life and death. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that means, Terry, that over the earth's natural systems of life and death, that means the, you know, the, I'm forgetting the word here, the atmosphere or the
yeah.
you know, global warming type of, if they control all that.
Sure.
Okay. It's all part of that entire thing. But we go back to the fact that it's in Enoch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was written time ago.
Yeah, written a long time ago. And if you go back to the video you just played about the 12 gates, and where she talks about the six eastern gates and six western gates and the good and the bad.
Right.
And that's all controlled.
All right.
The last thing I want to talk about real quick is you mentioned the sun, Postman. And I was just walking in and had a couple of reports sent. What were you saying about the sun and what it was?
It's a converter. It converts converts energy, you know, from another from one dimension,
one state to another.
Yeah, one dimension to the next, and then the light comes out of the actual flares that are on the surface. And the flares and the energy comes from the flares on the surface, and it converts energy from one state to the earth, and all the living creatures and the living plants and stuff take it in and convert that that radiant energy to chemical energy, so we can maintain, you know, all our systems.
Right. So, would you conclude then that the light or that power is what powers, you know, basically us?
Yes, it is. It powers the whole construct. Everything that we see. You take the sun away, man, everything will be gone. Everything.
All right. Let me throw something at you. Okay. John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to his people, he said, "I am the light of the world."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John 9:5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. The light of the world is the sun. That I just threw that in there.
S-O-N or S-U-N?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on. And it says in John 3:19-20, this is the verdict. The light has come and found the world. Men who love darkness, nighttime, instead of light, because their deeds were evil.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tie that in, and there's actually about 10 or 12 more quotes about the fact that Jesus is light. But if you tie that in what you just said, you nailed it, in my opinion. I mean, it's just, because to me, you know, Jesus is the light and the sun. And there's one other one.
Now, do you mean Jesus is the sun, S-O-N, or the sun, S-U-N, or both?
Well,
both.
Think about it for a minute, okay? Think about the light and the power.
Mm-hmm.
What the sun does for us,
yes.
Okay? The sun that's in the sky.
Gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha.
We could not live without it,
right?
And then why does it say that Jesus's face was lit like the sun?
Yeah,
because of what they made out of.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back and go back and visit Enoch a little bit, Terry, because
that's cool.
What he explains is just nails everything you guys just covered.
Imagine that.
Okay.
Yeah, imagine that. So, anyway, a terrific show again. I appreciate it. And 2 weeks from tonight, Sweet Home Alabama.
You'll have to come join us one night.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. 2 weeks from tonight.
All right, man.
Hi, guys. I appreciate your show.
You bet.
Thanks for taking my call.
Take care. All right, guys, we got to hit a break. This is Clearing the Air. We'll be back in 3 very short minutes. Come back with us. We're going to play some more stuff.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing property, appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, nigglemaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. You know, you have it too. You just don't know it. If you would just simply get either some red wine or red grape juice, if you're not a drinker, like I'm not, and take a small swig of it, swish it around in your mouth for a little over a minute, and spit it out into either a closed sink, light-colored sink basin, or maybe even a paper towel. Let the bubbles subside and look at what just came out of you. We're all infected with it because it's coming from the aerosols, a.k.a. the chemtrails. There are numerous reasons for chemtrails. There are numerous vessels. And as Frank almost said and was alluding to the fact that entities not of this world are doing things to us, I believe that the whole aerosol thing, there are many different ships that are doing this. Some are airplanes, some are not. And I think I can prove it, but I'm working on that. Let's take a call. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey. Hey. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, you're on.
This is your roving reporter calling from North Carolina.
Well, awesome. How are you there, my friend?
Well, I'm doing okay. Heading to New York.
What are you doing up? Oh, it's bad news?
No. I just, he's been in and out of the hospital, but now he's out, so I'm on my way. I'm by myself, so.
Oh, man.
Getting ready to get dinner, eat something for the first time today, but I was just listening to Frank and you guys having a conversation there.
Yes.
Have you ever, and I'm sure both of you have, there's two things in Revelations that I've kind of, always wondered about.
Uh-huh.
And one would be in Revelation 7, it would actually be Revelation 8, verse 10, when they talk about the third angel standing and there fell a great star from heaven burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and we know that the star is called Wormwood.
Yeah.
And but, when we talk about stars, because now I'm going to go to Revelation 9:13. We talk about the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which, is before God. saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
Right.
And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which is basically 2 million.
Wow.
So, you know, I keep thinking about these stars falling from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And I always wonder, is a star basically an angel that is dispatched? Because sometimes it seems like they tie in.
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, I'd like to get your take on, especially the Wormwood one, and then I'm just thinking, can you imagine what these things are bound, and how long have they been bound at the great river Euphrates?
Oh, yeah. This goes back to Daniel and Daniel's vision.
Yeah.
It all ties together. Yeah, they've been bound a long, long time. This is going to get very interesting and very bad for those who don't have faith in God.
Oh, yeah, who don't have the seal of his name.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be.
For real. But, yeah, I was just curious. I'm sitting here in my car before I go eat my dinner, finally.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is a good time for me to call because I'm actually in between breaks.
Yeah, Kenny, you don't need to be not eating, man. You need to eat, dude. You take
care of yourself. Well, when I travel, I do, but when I travel, I don't eat much.
I hear you.
You know, I'd rather drive and get as far as I can go, and then I know where I'm going to stop.
Right.
And get myself a decent meal.
Good, good, good.
You know, truck stop I used to stop at.
Right.
Yeah. But,
Well, let's run that.
Anyway,
let's run that question by Postman.
Yeah.
Is an angel a star? Is a star an angel, Postman?
Well, yes. Yes, they are. And that was one of actually one of Satan's arguments, that he was made from the fire of the first sun cycle. When he was talking about the first sun cycle, he was talking about the first cycle of Sol, the sun that we see every day.
Right.
Because he was made from the fire, not the ambient light. Because he was a cherubim. Because there's a difference.
Right.
And he just happened to be evil. But well, not happened to be. He planned to be evil. And put it that way.
Yes.
And he was created from the fire, the fire of the first sun cycle. So and as far as those angels concerned, the one that are in the Euphrates.
Mm-hmm.
Only Archangel Michael probably knows how long they've been locked up down there, because he was the very probably right. Everyone put them there.
And put them there, yeah.
Yeah, and there's several places on Earth, you know, that fallen angels are locked down. And as far as we know,
Antarctica, maybe.
Yes, there's some in Antarctica also.
Uh-huh.
And I've even read and heard recently that there was some there.
Me too.
And that they're in stasis right now. And also they're giants down there in stasis.
Or that.
Right.
But I don't know for sure, but those four angels that are in the Euphrates, who knows? They could be near the there's a dam, there's a lock and dam on the Euphrates.
Right. River.
And who knows? Who knows? This could very well be the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Could
well,
be.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
Oh, very good.
Yep.
In the meantime, you guys, you know, you're doing a great show as always, from what I can hear.
Well, thank you, Kenny. And you need to get back home.
Well, I'll be back next Saturday or Sunday. I'm only going up for the, you know, for the week.
Right.
Now I got to turn right back around, and besides, it's giving me a chance to test the Z out and see how it's been a long time since I've taken on a real line. It's never gone to New York.
Ah, you'll get to stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah.
You just be careful.
I'm checking it out to see how good it is.
You just be careful, man.
I'll do that. There's already been two wrecks in Georgia and, South Carolina. Yeah, Georgia and North Carolina. So yeah, these people are crazy. They can't drive.
No, they can't.
Yeah. And then when they see a wreck, they still won't slow down.
Oh,
but say hello to the short little mean woman for me.
I will. You say
my sister from another mister.
You got it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
So keep up the good work, fellas.
Thanks, Kenny. All right. Love you,
and
brother.
And may God keep his hand on you.
Thank you. Love you, brother.
Hey, love you too, man.
See you, man. Love that Kenny from Maxwell. He's a very, very good fella. And I got to tell you, Kenny is one of those people that his voice belies the fact that he's black. I had no idea when I first met Kenny. I was like, you're Kenny from Maxwell? And then when he talked, I'm like, yeah, you are Kenny from Maxwell. It's amazing. He has some interesting experiences of all the stuff he went through. You know, not growing up, I guess, military and being in other countries. When they moved, I forget where it was but they moved, but some of the kids in the neighborhood didn't want to play with him because he was black. And he went to his mother crying, going, I don't understand, Mama. What is a, and he said the N-word. What is that? He didn't know.
Yeah.
He hadn't experienced it. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, guys. This is Warren.
Hey, Warren.
From way up in Coosa County, still.
How you doing, Mr. Trump?
How's it going?
All right. Very good, very good. I have some news for you on the book and stuff in a month or so.
Okay, good. But, I can't wait.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But it's probably a pretty stupid question, but I just have, because I don't know as much as you guys, but I was just, I learned so much more about, you know, Satan and some of the other demons up there. I've always been curious about if Lucifer, if the sin, if that's right, I may not even be explaining this right. If the sin of false pride got to Satan and Lucifer, and he thought he was such a super cool guy, he was better and bigger than God.
Right.
If heaven is supposed to be such a good and perfect place with no sin, how in the world did the sin of false pride get into heaven and affect Lucifer?
That's an excellent, excellent question.
Okay.
Excellent question. Postman, do you have an answer for that?
How did it affect him?
Well, how did sin to begin with get in heaven, as far as Satan goes? Obviously, God had to have allowed it because of free will. Or were angels allowed to have free will?
And that's the key, because he was over a region, you know, that had free will, and plus he was, you got to realize that he was a hybrid.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was hybrid. He was angelic and seventh density reptilian.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
made him different.
Okay, so Lucifer was not really a pure angel.
In a sense, yes, he was. He was a cherubim. And it made him a lot different than the actual angels that God created.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So Lucifer was a part angel and part
reptile.
And part what?
Part reptile.
Part reptile. Wow, man. Reptiles are pretty bad creatures.
Yeah, they're cunning for one thing.
Oh yeah, sure. They have to be cunning to come down and convince Adam and Eve to go against God and eat the wrong tree.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Well, we should. I'm not sure we have the resistance that maybe Adam and Eve had or any other creature. It should be no surprise to us that humans are so
gullible.
Gullible. That's right.
We are.
I've been reading a lot about that online here lately, about how ignorant people are.
They are, and it's getting worse.
I'll tell you a little, I guess I can say it now, because it's been so many years.
Yes, sir.
Way, way back, when Governor George Wallace had his, closed-door meetings with his inner circle.
Right.
Once in a while, he would kind of look up, he would be watching the news or something, or he would look up at the guys and say, you know, guys, I don't think the people are really smart enough to govern themselves.
Wow. Wow.
He didn't say that often, but he said it a few times in small group meetings.
And he's right.
He's right. Yeah.
Barack Obama said the same thing.
Yep, the majority of people are not capable of it.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. Yeah, I was in a group, but the two people in that group would be my father and Cecil Jackson from Selma and Earl Morgan from Birmingham and, you know, a couple of guys like that were the inner circle guys and inner kitchen cabinet guys.
Yes, sir.
Wallace would admit that he just, you know, really didn't believe that the people were really capable. Not only smart enough, but just not capable of governing themselves.
I think he was right. Mr. Trammell, I am up on a bottom-of-the-hour break.
No problem, buddy. I'll be in touch with you guys soon. I appreciate the time tonight. Yes, great program, as usual.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Who? Okay, we got to hit this break. So, caller, please hold on for me. We got to hit this break. And we'll be back in, if it wasn't bottom of the hour, I could skip it, but I can't. So we'll be right
Looking
back.
For the perfect trailer? Look to Airport Trailer and Big Tex. Airport Trailer is the River Region headquarters for Big Tex utility trailers, landscape trailers, equipment trailers, dump trailers, gooseneck and piddle, heavy equipment, and auto and motorcycle trailers. Big Tex is America's best-selling professional-grade trailer. Head for Airport Trailer today for the best Big Tex selection in the River Region. Airport Trailer for sales, service, and selection. Visit Airport Trailer today on the Selma Highway or call 288-5700. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Tyler Tullis with Hometown Lenders. Hometown Lenders can turn your dream of homeownership into reality. We just recently helped a single mother of two buy a brand new house in Wetumpka with no money down. She had just graduated from nursing school and wasn't sure she'd qualify, but Hometown Lenders turned her dream into a reality. Let us help you with your dream of homeownership. There's no cost, no obligation, and it only takes 10 minutes to get started. So call 647-1900 or visit our website at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084. Equal Housing Lender.
But no bread for us. Thanks. So, do you remember what you said about Adams Drugs the last time we had lunch?
I sure do. I told you they had great customer service, a very friendly staff, and they were located just around the corner. I told you that you should try Adams Drugs, too.
Right. Well, my pharmacy closed in the grocery store, and I decided to go to Adams Drugs just down the street. I was worried it would be hard to get my prescriptions transferred over and fill the medicines I needed now.
So how did it go?
It couldn't have gone any smoother. I simply gave them my name, some general information, and what prescriptions I needed transferred, and they took care of the rest.
I told you, Adams Drugs is easy to deal with.
Yeah, but the pharmacist got off the phone with the other pharmacy and asked what I needed filled today. He said I could wait and that it would only take a little while. You know, I should have gone there sooner.
Come to any of our 12 convenient locations and see what everyone is talking about. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is becoming more and more typical for summertime every day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast, but they'll fade out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow, look for fewer storms around. Mostly sunny with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Then by Monday and Tuesday, with a high in the low to mid-90s, only isolated storms in the afternoon and evening hours, about a 20% chance. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. It's free in the App Store. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You know, God is in control, folks. He's allowing what's happening here. And the way I see it is he's given Satan enough rope to hang himself. And Postman made a good point several shows ago when he said, it's a setup. He's allowing all the entities, all the bad guys to get to this planet at once. So when he comes, he takes them all out at once.
Yep, so it's a honey trap. That's what it is.
It's exactly. And I love that because that's God. That's just like God. I love it. I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait for ascension. But just keep in mind, everything the powers that shouldn't be, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this joint, they want so bad for us not to be connected to the Creator. They want us to be separated from the Creator. The pineal gland has something to do with it. I don't know for sure if that's the connection. Maybe it is. I can't prove that. But there's a reason there's a giant pine cone statue in front of the Vatican. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for all these pine cones, these connections to the pine cones, because the pineal is shaped just like a pine cone. There's a reason for that. And I think, you know, Postman keeps talking about ascensions coming. In other words, God's going to give us back what was taken from us because of our fall in the Garden of Eden. Well, when that comes, we'll be able to see truly what's what and who's who. And the powers that shouldn't be, they do not want that to happen because they're going to be exposed. When you turn the lights on and the roaches scatter, that's what's going to happen. The lights are going to be turned on, but not exterior, interior lights. We are going to be able to see the things that have been kept from us. And it's going to be an interesting time.
Yes, it is. It's going to definitely be an interesting time.
Just like the movie They Live, and I keep pointing to that movie, and I think that was Carpenter's way of trying to show us what he believed was going on. And I think they do that a lot. What do you think, Postman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the hybridization program has already been it's been in action and is already in force. And they are among us. That's
I believe
for sure.
That. And I think they're trying to – I believe that the transhumanism, I believe this is happening. I think they're playing around. Well, remember what Jesus said when the disciples asked Jesus, how will we know when you're coming back? And he said it will be like the days of Noah. Now, if you're just a typical Bible reader and you don't really try to dig deep and understand what the Bible says, you'll think, okay, well, that just means that people will be sinful, kind of like the way it is now. Everybody's out for themselves. You know, people are going to cheat people. They're going to do the Big Ten. They're going to break the Ten Commandments, yada, yada, yada. It's a lot deeper than that because what was happening when Noah's flood came was God wiped out the fallen angels that had come to this planet. This is in Genesis 6. Read it. When they fell, well, they were kicked out of heaven because of what they did. And what they did was sin by having children with human women, hybrids, called the Nephilim. They're the ones that taught mankind all the black arts, makeup, how to build swords. I mean, just everything bad you can think of was taught to us by these beings. The punishment for this, what God did to these things, was they made them watch their children kill each other. Which is a terrible, terrible thing to do. And they've been put in chains. Some of them have, but not all of them. Because in the Bible it says some were around after the flood. And I believe the descendants of those beings who were created by fallen angels mating with earth women, they make up the beginning of the 12 families of the Illuminati. the same bloodlines, the Queen of England. I mean, it goes on and on. Just look it up. Fritz Springmeier's done the premier work on this. His work is impeccable. That's where all the bad people come from, and they're connected to these higher dimension beings that we call demons. They're running this joint because they have knowledge. If you want to know some of what they know, go to Clearing the Air's Facebook page and look at the video about NASA lied. Watch that video. Stop it, pause it, make notes, whatever you have to do, but familiarize yourself with what is being presented to you in that video. It's very important, and it's very true.
Yes, yeah, stop the video and look at what's in the yellow background, the black writing.
Yes.
Yeah, especially look at that, and then listen to what she says about the L and the Illy and all of them. You know, because of they're the ones that came here and set up, and they're actually pawns also too. And you know, don't forget that, because there's a there's another faction too that nobody even talks about. That's
who are you talking about?
These other beings that I'm telling you about, these gaseous beings. They're
like some archons.
Those are the archons. Those are the archons. There are three factions, folks. The archons. They run everything. The Sith. Yes, the Sith, like in Star Wars, the Sith Lord, like Senator Amidala, him, yes, like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Now the Archons are energy parasites.
Right, the Archons are energy parasites, yes.
I believe that.
And there's another faction called the Wraith. And if you want to see what the facsimile of a Hollywood Wraith looked like, and it's no coincidence, there's no mistake that they've got them on the sci-fi original picture, the Expanse. They're on that. They're an evil entity on that on that program. And if you want to watch that program in its entirety, just watch one program and you'll see. It's amazing what I've been talking about all the while. And I laughed when I actually saw one episode of it, because believe it or not, man, FedEx is out there mining. Federal Express is in space mining. They've got some ships that are about maybe 2.5-3 miles long.
Jeez.
And they had some FedEx freight containers that was filled with bombs, and they actually blew up a whole starship that was that was in that region of space.
Unreal.
It was something. I've been talking about this all a while, and they've got it in on television.
Yeah, you know. Isn't it just like the enemy to present factual stuff to us and call it entertainment? Hey, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
I just want to tell you guys, at least on my computer anyway, your sound is back down again.
Really?
Wow. I've got all my volume buttons turned all the way up, and I can barely hear you.
Really? Okay. I'm sorry. I've got my mic. I know I got the right button pushed. I got the volume jacked all the way up. How about now? Can you hear me now? Better?
No, not on.
Well,
not online. No.
Well, I could get right up to the microphone. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
No.
Well, that's weird. Well, I've got everything on correctly. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Okay, it's probably mine. I got this computer at a yard sale Adam and Eve gave.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to do better.
That's okay. You're great, guys. We love you guys.
Thanks. Love you, too. Right. Take care. See you. All right. Well, that times us out to the last break. It's the first time I've given the number tonight. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. Caller, I need you to hold on. I have got to hit this last break of the night. We'll be back and wrap this puppy up.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hello, this is Steve Northington of Cat House Marine in Millbrook. Spring and summer are in full swing now. Is your boat ready? Consider Cat House Marine for all of your marine sales and service needs. Recently, Cat House Marine added express boats. New Yamaha-powered bass boats, crappie boats, and pontoon boats are arriving daily. We also stock new Excel, center consoles, F4 duck boats, and more, all with dependable Yamaha power. Don't forget, Cat House Marine offers same-day basic service if you call ahead and make an appointment. What that means is that your boat is in and out for basic service in the very same day. Just remember to call ahead and make an appointment. And we have said this before, you get the same professional service even if you purchased your boat from another dealer. We believe that when you visit us, you won't be going back to anyone else. Cat House Marine, located just east of I-65. Take exit 179. Go east 1 mile on Cops Ford Road. We're located across from the Catfish House.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the Waning Moments of Clearing the Air. I want to give a shout out to Murray, who owns and runs Must Stop Cafe. If you've never eaten there up in Wetumpka, you need to stop there and eat. They do the best meat and three. Their beef tips and rice are worth walking from Montgomery to there. It's incredible. Vegetables are all homegrown. Nothing's canned. No GMOs. It's all good, fresh food. It's right there in Wetumpka, right past Riverbank on the left in that little strip mall. Just good food. I mean, I don't get paid to say this. He's not a sponsor or anything like that. Just my personal experience. We tried it once several months ago. We go back. We try to get there at least once a week. Very good food. Murray's a cool guy. He's a listener to talk radio, which means he's in the upper echelon in my book. Because all you people who are listening or are trying to learn, my hats are off to you. Because I got to tell you, it's a lot easier to stumble through life being willfully ignorant and not knowing this stuff. I mean, that's the easy thing to do. But just because it's easy doesn't mean it's right. As a matter of fact, it's usually the other way around. The right way is usually the hard way, and that's because of who runs this planet. You know, we've got, my mom has a neighbor where she lives up at the lake that's going through a really tough time, really, really tough time. And I told my mom, just make sure you tell Cindy that right now, with what's happening on this planet, the good people are being punished. And the Bible, you know, Jesus tells us that we're going to go through these trials and tribulations. Believe me, the enemy is hammering us hard. So when you're going through them, that just means you're doing something right because you're annoying the enemy. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I needed to comment on the...
I need you to turn your radio down, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You were talking about the cafe?
Yes.
They have the best rutabagas and cornbread. I know young people don't like the rutabagas.
I don't even know what a rutabaga is.
Well, it's a vegetable. It's very good for you. You need to eat it.
No wonder I don't know what it is.
It's but orange. I love their rutabagas and cornbread. Just wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey. Hey, Barry. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I was just trying to listen and getting a lot of information. Just information overload.
Well, go to our Clearing the Air and watch that video, The Lie NASA Told. That is fascinating. It throws a lot of stuff out there.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I've been having to fool around. I had to mess around and get me another phone today. My other was had about had it. I hadn't had a new one in several years.
Uh-oh. You didn't have a flip phone, did you?
No, I had an iPhone.
Yeah, my wife loves that. I'm more of the other one, the Android.
Yeah, I guess I'm always been more of an Apple person.
Yeah, it just depends on how you are.
Yeah, I mean, I had one years ago back in around 99, 2000, you know, one of them old Macintosh. And
oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they say you can take the old cell phones and get the oscillator out of them, and if you do it the right way, you make cell phone blockers. You can do all kind of cool stuff with them. I'm just saying that.
Steve Jobs knew what he wanted. You know, like basically, him and Gates both knew what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was hard to get it across to other people.
Well, you know, Steve Jobs said something that really struck me as brilliant. He said, we want and hire smart people, but we're not so dumb that we tell them what to do. We hire smart people for them to tell us what to do. And I thought that makes perfect sense. Yeah. They hired the smart young ones like you should, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's the same way they did at Intel.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Smart.
I mean, Intel.
Go ahead.
Oh, I've talked to people who worked at IBM and some at Intel, and you know the difference was night and day. You know, it was IBM. You had to be, you know, you had to wear the same shirt, the white shirt, and the black pants, and you know. Then at Intel, you know, everybody's walking around with flip flops and shorts.
You know, that may not seem like much to a lot of people, but I got to tell you, that makes all the world in difference, just in the attitude, the laid-back attitude. I love that.
Oh, yeah. It is. And when I went out to Intel back in 05, I think it was, I went out there to California and went through Intel. It was, you know, you didn't see nobody wearing a suit, that's for sure. You know, most of them, like you said, had on old T-shirts and shorts and ponytails and rode bicycles to work.
there was a movie that Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson did about being an internist at Google, and it kind of shows that it's kind of the laid back attitude. I love that.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
And one thing I liked about Intel, you know, they said they don't care who you are, they don't care if you're the janitor or the smartest person in the building. If you've got an idea, they want to hear it.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you never know. Just everybody is capable of coming up with that one brilliant idea that may change everything.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't know. Just never know.
Yeah, but it's... I know you had a real good show tonight. Well,
thank you, Barry.
Like I said, just trying to comprehend everything sometimes is just...
I know.
A little overwhelming.
Well, Postman has blown my mind so many times just in the last year. I don't know where to start. That's why this video, I love it, because you can just stop and pause it and look at the information and give it a little while to digest, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're telling us. They have to tell us the truth. But they do it in their own way and call it entertainment. And most people, it goes right over their head.
I mean, you can't just ingest it all at once. You have to let it sort of soak in.
No, because, here's the problem. We have to unlearn so much stuff before we can learn the stuff that takes its place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes more time it just requires that much more. And I got to tell you, the way that they're hitting us from every direction, from chemtrails, food, water, it's that much harder for everyone to do it.
Uh-huh.
Really is.
That's
just my opinion.
And chemtrails, you know, every morning, you know, I see them up in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with my digital night vision, and I can see them above the initial cloud layer. They're up way up 40,000 feet or so spraying up above the clouds.
Oh, yeah. They've got to be.
They are. It's amazing, but they're doing it. And I don't understand people who don't believe we're being sprayed. How can you look at these patterns in the sky? I mean, do you ever remember seeing these prior to the mid-90s?
No.
They weren't there.
Never.
Condensation cannot remain in the sky for hours and then morph into clouds. Uh-huh. It's not possible. And then people go, well, you know, like on a cold day when you can see your breath, that's what that is. Okay. If that's true, let me ask you a question. Say on a cold morning and you go jogging, one of those mornings where you huff and you can see the vapor, when you get home after walking around the block, is there a layer of clouds hanging in the sky that make a direct trail from where you just came from? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way up there either.
Mm.
You know what? I think people have, a lot of them have got this built-in thing like, you know, they don't want to believe it. It can't be true.
True. Well, they don't want to because they know where to lead. You know, a cognitive dissonance. Their mind knows that if I allow myself to believe that the people who are tasked with protecting me are actually trying to do me harm, where's that going to take me? It's going to take you to a very bad spot, and people just, mind won't allow them to accept it.
And if you've seen things that, you know, that you really can't explain, and you're sitting there like, you know, this really can't be happening, but, you know, it did.
Uh-huh. Some people can't handle it. You know, some people just can't handle it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I can, too. I can, too. I can understand people snapping. And these days, I'm surprised it's not worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's getting crazy out there.
It sure is.
But did you, you're an engine kind of guy. Have you seen the technology that Infiniti is putting in their engines now?
It's
adjustable compression ratio.
Huh.
Each rod is connected to like a counter gear that can change the height of the piston. Yes, so it can increase the compression to like 16:1, or it can lower it to like 8:1. And they do this also with like a turbo. Now, if they would do that and build what they call the free valve engine, in other words, use electrical, solenoids instead of valve cams, use solenoids to open and close the valves for total control of when the valves open, how far they open, how long the duration is. You do that with the technology that Infiniti just came with, and I think internal combustion engines have a whole new life.
Mm-hmm. Everything can be run by the computer, you know.
Let it determine the load, the time, perfectly. Exactly, everything. Let the computer handle it.
You know, timing is everything. I mean, you know, if you've ever timed an old Chevy V8 back in the 70s and got it past top dead center setup before, you didn't have enough power to pull it out of the driveway.
Exactly. You have to be careful. You can't advance it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now we have essentially amount to a totally, basically a camshaft that can do anything you want it to do. Mm-hmm. Totally variable when you use the solenoids. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Oh, man, Barry, I got to go. I'm out of time, brother.